Hi, this is Gary Goldman. I'm the Sweets reporter on Radio Entrepreneurs. We are here live from Scoopapalooza in Natick, Massachusetts, right here in the Common. What a gorgeous day. Today we have as our guest Devin from Villares. Devin, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your business?
Absolutely. The Villares franchise started in 1968 by Frederick J. Villari, and I am at a rank of green belt with a brown stripe, which has taken just under 3 years, and that's pretty normal. The whole system is based on Shaolin Kempo Karate, so each of them brings a very definitive beauty, but in using all three together, it's probably the ultimate defense.
And how did you get involved in self-defense, and Villares in particular, and why Villares versus another place?
So my wife and I were literally online looking for a program at the Y, and Villares teaches at the Y each Saturday for about 3 hours. And so we started them there quite young, and my wife and I took turns dropping the kids off, but we hung out and watched it because it looked really fascinating. And then they graduated from the Y program right to the Villares studio on Central Street in Natick. And it looked like they were having a lot of fun. It looked like I could possibly fit it into my schedule to start in the program as well. So we all started as a white belt, worked up to yellow, then orange, then purple, then blue, and then blue with a green stripe, then green, and then green with a brown stripe. My daughter has stuck with it ever since, and she and I are the same rank.
Wow.
Both green with a brown stripe. So just under 3 years.
So it can really be a whole family type of activity, just like the traditional sports of soccer or baseball or whatever the case may be. A family
Absolutely.
Can go in it together.
Yeah, it was really inconceivable for us, and I imagine so for other parents who don't realize that they can also enjoy Shaolin Kempo Karate together. And Villares fosters that. I mean, there's quite a number of fathers and or mothers who are there with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really wholesome.
Now, how long are the sessions as far as typically? Is it like an hour, 2 hours? And how long? Do you have individual classes, group classes? How does the whole structure work?
Yeah, it depends on, they are an hour each. And you can take multiple classes on Saturday. As you can imagine, it's especially easy to take two classes in a row if there's a combination of your belts who can, within certain ranks, individual ranks, like four ranks in a row, can start at 9 o'clock, but they can also join in the next class, which would involve weapons, like the bow staff or the broadsword, as my daughter does. She does exactly that. And then after that is sparring. So it's really a full day for her. We haven't quite gotten adults to that level where we have the popularity to have an actual self-defense class followed by a weapons class followed by a sparring class, but I hope to one day.
And what about personally as far as how you feel and the kind of shape that you are in since you've taken classes at Villari and really become a part of it? Go back into the time tunnel to when you first started and how the kind of progression that you've made over the course of the last 3 or 4 years.
Terrific. Well, I've lost 27 pounds, so there's an implicit aerobics involved with everything from starting with Qigong, which is breathing. So you start the class with very deliberate breathing to get oxygen moving through your system. There's a greater understanding as you move through the ranks about how to use your energy, and you can use your energy more efficiently with the breathing. And then, of course, there's pretty steady aerobics for a good 15 to 20 minutes to get the heart rate going. And then that naturally moves into some self-defense moves, or the Kempo moves, where you have offense and defense philosophies with Kempo, where karate is just straight on punching, kicking, more linear. And then the Shaolin is introducing the five animals, which is more circular motions with a lot of power. So when you're utilizing all three, Shaolin Kempo Karate, you really can build up a lot of confidence while you're losing weight and be able to defend yourself.
Now, to an outsider who's maybe not familiar with karate as a whole, their frame of reference might be a movie like Karate Kid, in which not everybody involved is as, shall I say, nice as you are. How do you deal with the element, that particular element, and how do you, what is really the philosophy here for your club at Villari's versus somewhere else?
Well, it's funny you say Karate Kid, because there isn't a kid at the studio that hasn't seen it, even the modern day version, which actually I prefer the modern day version with Jackie Chan, but they all know it. So to answer the second part of your question, you know, with that, the family involved, as was the case in Karate Kid, if you remember, it was a single mother with a boy who just wanted to defend himself. And there's that really positive mystique that's kept alive at Villari's. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's a real family place.
As opposed to Johnny, who wasn't the nice guy.
Who wasn't a nice guy, yeah. And, yeah, what else? The other thing that I can tell you is that those that start it, regardless of age, I believe the statistic is 1 in 2,500 make it all the way through the program to black belt, which can take 5 to 7 years, depending on how quickly you want to move through it, how seriously you take it, how many classes you take. But the Villari system really allows a lot of flexibility for someone who just wants to go once a week and just enjoy it if they have something, if they have some free time, or if you want to go right to black belt and actually continue right up through 10th degree black belt, which takes a long time, 25 years.
Now, are there different avenues that you can go in, or is there a set pattern? Say somebody wants to do it more often than other than that.
Well, regardless, if you're going once a week or four times a week, I'm going four times a week, and it's taken about 3 years. So there are very set things that you must accomplish to get to each belt competently. And the thing about this particular Villari's down the street here in Natick is you have a lot of, I want to say six, very high-ranking teachers who are real professors at what they do, are masters at what they do. Literally, when they get to fifth degree black belt, they become masters. And we have 3 6th degree black belts there and several fifth degree black belts. So it's a joy to have all that wisdom, which is what it is.
And is that an aspiration of yours at this point, to become a black belt? Or what do you see yourself doing?
It is. You know, I was uncertain in the very beginning, but I got caught up into it. It's very wholesome. You know, as I said, with the Qigong, and I didn't mention this before, but I've also become a Reiki master through this particular chapter, because there are several Reiki masters there.
Mm-hmm.
Reiki is an ancient Japanese form of comforting and healing, utilizing your chi, gathering energy amongst many things, and helping people through anything from bad nerves to a broken bone. And it's been a joy to do that. I failed to mention that earlier, but that's become part of my life as well. So I might be a little bit different from the average person, because I hope that this is my next career.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do in addition to this? Do you have another career?
Is this
Okay.
Yeah, I've been 22 years working with Champagne-Louis Roederer as a regional manager in New England. And then they own 9 other wineries around the world, Portugal, U.S., France. And then we represent another 16 properties. So we've got a full book, and my distributors are my clients, and I help them realize how special we are and that they should use a sufficient amount of their own energy, time, and money to help promote our brand. So that's full-time.
I see. You do this in addition to that.
Yeah,
somebody doesn't necessarily have to do this full-time. They could do it with their regular job.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing. I'm not saying it's solely Villari's that has the monopoly on that philosophy, but certainly very, very easy to take one class a week or 7 classes a week, which would be a little bit ludicrous, because you'll be caught up and going at such a pace. It might not be fun.
So two questions that come to mind. First is, where exactly is this Villari's located? You said it's in Natick?
Right in downtown Natick, just beyond the green, about a mile on the right, heading towards Boston. On the left, heading towards Boston. And I know it's grown in size, so we can accommodate more classes. And we're looking to open up more studios.
Okay.
I believe we're planning on opening up 2 or 3 in the next 5 years.
Oh, so that's great. So there's definitely growth, and people are interested in other areas as far as that's concerned.
Yeah.
At the existing facility, are you going to be adding additional classes or other things there? Or what do you vision at the existing facility?
Oh, you know, we're, as being in the adult class, we want more weapons classes, because the kids graduate very easily into bow staff, broadsword, nunchucks, and us adults are watching our kids really enjoy that, and we want the same thing. So we're pestering Sensei Mark to add more weapons, but it's a matter of time. You know, setting aside the time that works for everybody. So I imagine that will absolutely be the case. We'll add those classes in.
Mm-hmm. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm talking today with Valari's business. They're located in Natick. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We are at Scoopapalooza. Now, the last question that I had for you is, how did you get involved with Scoopapalooza? Why Valari's at Scoopapalooza?
Oh, they're dialed into the community very strongly. This is one of several events that I've helped Mark run, and today we're breaking boards. The kids are coming by. They love breaking boards, and we help them learn how to break a board properly with their fist. And so this is just one of many events, and I know it's easy to find. This community is fantastic to find out what's going on and where just by getting online to thenativecommunity.com and all that. And so Valari's tries to be there at all of them.
That's wonderful. I'm speaking with Devin from Valari's. He's got a wonderful time telling about how he's made progress himself personally and all about the business. It's been a fascinating interview, and thank you so much for joining us on Radio Entrepreneurs. We're at Scoopapalooza in Natick, Massachusetts. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm your Sweets reporter. Thank you very much.